Oh, I'm sorry.
A Mac. Hey, Mac. Mac and cheese. Apple Mac.
What do you think about the Apple Watch, Joe?
Hate it. Hate everything about it. Know nothing about it, but hate everything about it. That's what I think. Which I think is a fair analysis.
Why do you hate it?
Because it's just pointless. As with most things in life.
I agree, actually.
Most tech these days.
I agree. It's not pointless, but it's of no interest
to me.
In
a way it is.
What way is it pointless?
Because it's not needed.
Lots of stuff's not needed. This show's not needed.
Well, it's entertaining though, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, it brings happiness to people.
Mm.
I'm not sure wearing a watch that does exactly what your phone does would really bring you much happiness. Would it? It's like having an extension that you clip onto your finger that write, that's a pen, clips onto your finger and you can write with it. But, oh, that's brilliant, amazing, yeah. You could just use a pen though. Yeah, I know, but this clips on and it's silver.
Mm.
Yeah, but just...
You're right, that is pointless.
That's exactly the same thing.
That's totally pointless.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
But... It's exactly the same.
Oh, right.
What's different about it?
What's different about a pen that clips onto your finger and a watch?
Well, no, the pen, the finger clip pen and a normal pen and the watch and a phone.
So you're asking what's the difference between a watch and a phone?
Okay, what's the difference between... Is there anything...
Watch the difference.
Watch the difference between... Can the watch do anything...
Berwick and Whooper are types of what bird?
Huh? The question that will haunt you for the rest of your life.
What is the question?
Goose, wasn't it?
I thought it was a swan.
Yeah, swan.
I think I said swan.
No, you said goose, I think. It was swan. You definitely didn't get it right.
Goosey, goosey, gander.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's a saying for you. Can the watch do anything your phone can't do?
No, in fact, many of the things the watch can do, it can't do without an iPhone in your pocket.
Or do as well as your phone.
No, it can't do.
Yeah.
No, like literally, some features of the Apple Watch don't work unless you've also got an iPhone in your pocket.
Yeah.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, because...
That's stupid.
But yeah, of course it is. It's Apple.
Right, okay. You hate Apple, don't you?
Well, they basically...
Is it because they're not Huawei?
Well, no, any smartwatch is stupid.
Hmm.
Because, I mean...
I guarantee you Beasley's got one.
Of course,
yeah. Or he's ordered
one. I know there's loads of people who love Apple. They could bring out... an eye dog turd and you know it does nothing except smells like shit and it's got an Apple logo on and it plugs into your phone to charge the smell up and people would go, oh my god, have you seen that? Yeah, it's amazing.
And you could get a
coming out in a year, big hype about it
coming out because of the turd.
And on the day of release, people would be clamoring at the door, banging the door. Let me have it, please. I need it.
Yeah.
Dressed head to toe in Apple stuff. They've got the watch. They've got the champagne holds, phone,
have
iPod.
Have you seen this?
It's just ridiculous.
Oh. There's a photo. Yeah. These photos you've seen where people are outside getting their like newly released iPhone.
Yeah.
And... the Apple Store employees stand there and applaud them as they walk past.
Like they've just won a marathon or something. Yeah. Yeah. Well done. You're buying a phone.
Yeah.
I mean, just end the world now. End it.
Look at this guy here. He's holding his phone, cheering, and everyone wants to high-five him.
And he's got two phones in his hand and one in the box. He's already holding two Apple phones.
Well, he's probably got one for each of his girlfriends. Well, I guess they all phone at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick. Which one is it? Oh, it's just my mum again.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, well done to them. Again, it's like the flip plumper people. They're
Philip.
You know, yeah, Philip.
Philip. Philip Plump.
Yeah.
Philip Plumper.
Wow.
Mrs. Philip Plumper.
I mean, they've created in people's minds the need to have these things, you know, yes, to the point where
exactly
they're going mental.
Yeah.
They have to have it.
Frenzy.
There's no way they cannot buy that product.
Yeah.
They have to. And if you ask them why, they probably wouldn't have an answer. They just feel...
Well, they just reel off the same old spiel that everyone says. Yeah. You know what I mean? They'd just be saying the same old things.
Yeah.
Oh, it just works really well. Like, it's good build quality. Like,
yeah. Well, they've got the previous model in their hand, which does exactly the same
But I've
thing.
Got one, look.
Yeah, I know you have.
But this is like a generation old now.
Yeah.
But still...
Better get ready for an upgrade.
But I had an Android, and it, to be honest, wasn't as good.
It
actually wasn't as good, though. And I went to Android because I was bored of iPhone doing the same old thing year on year. Like, it just looks the same. It's just, I'm bored. I thought, I'm sure that an Android-based phone is going to be just as good. And you know what? I got it, and I thought, oh, yeah, it's really fast. Like, yeah, this is easily as good. It's fine. And then it wasn't anymore. It slowed down, and the build quality sucks.
Yeah, because you
on
got
most phones compared to
didn't you
your
get
iPhone.
Like the Samsung one? Or
yes.
I never knew why they got so popular. They're just plastic crap.
They are terrible. Yeah.
And the new one they've released finally is made out of metal, and they're like, yeah, metal and glass. I'm like, yeah, great.
Right, yeah.
Huawei's been doing that for 3 years.
Huawei, sponsored by Huawei.
Yeah, catch up.
Yeah,
Huawei, world leader.
Yeah.
That's their strapline.
Mm. Small Chinese village leader.
No, but I mean, it's crazy.
Margaret!
They've, you know, oh, let's make something that's been around for 5 years. And can go, yeah, exclusive, metal and glass.
I mean, yeah,
big
wound. Who cares, though? Aren't you bored of the whole, like, battle of the phone?
Yeah,
like, what
it
are
is.
We doing?
I mean, yeah, exactly. This is what I said years ago.
Yeah.
And you were slagging me off.
I wasn't. What do you mean?
You're a Neanderthal.
Because you were using, like, a QWERTY keyboard.
Yes, because
And
no
I slagged
cares.
You off because then you started getting, like, fancy smartphones, even though you said you'd never would. That's
yeah,
why I slagged you off.
Only because the QWERTY broke and there was no other QWERTYs available. Okay. You couldn't get a slide-out QWERTY for love nor money. Mm,
but now you've got a tablet and all that, your fancy pants. Well,
yeah, I use it for the show, don't I?
Do you?
Notes and stuff.
Yeah. What about a pad? I thought you loved pads.
Well, yeah, but then I lose it. I will forget it. With this...
You won't forget it?
I've got it, yeah.
Why wouldn't you
bigger,
forget it?
It's bigger, isn't it?
Is it?
It's there on the side.
Just get a big pad.
It's there on the side.
Just get a big line ruled pad. Just get an A4 ruled pad. Just get a large A4 ruled pad.
Well, I've got pads as well.
From Staples.
But then I get lost. With this, it's all in one place.
What
so
do
I
you
just
mean?
Add to it.
What's
I've got
all
notes
in
the cloud.
Synced them.
Notes in the cloud.
Are you saying that your notes are synced?
They're synced with all
Would
devices.
Would you say you're constantly syncing
I'm not,
notes?
No, that's it constantly syncs on my behalf.
Right.
I personally don't constantly sync.
Right, but you have a delegate which is constantly syncing on your behalf.
Google Sync.
That must be fantastic.
It's all right.
What other things do you have that constantly sync?
I guess my phone.
My soul.
My phone syncs. Yeah. My soul constantly sinks to hell. Please get that guy off the screen. He's doing my head in.
What, the Apple guy? But look at him. He's got his iPhone.
Look at how cretinous he is.
He's happy, though.
I mean, he's...
He's happy, though.
It's like he's just won an extra year of life when he thought he was dying.
In a way, he has.
He hasn't. He's just lost a year. He's lost his dignity. I mean, it's just, this kind of stuff makes me sick. It makes me wish that half the human race would just be wiped out in some sort of comet disaster.
Some would say that's a mild overreaction.
No, I don't think it is.
Mm.
With the full lips thing, all that stuff, all that, you know, you were on the Daily Mail earlier reading that full lips thing, full lips, and that stuff on the right-hand side, every single story... is just
cretinous.
A picture of someone on Instagram showing off their body or look at so-and-so's bikini or snapped at the beach or, are they having a love split or whatever? And people just lap it up. People just can't get enough of it.
Showing off their plunging neckline.
Whatever, And it's like... What you do? Are you just at home all day, just taking photos of yourself, dressing up, full face of makeup, in a weird fancy outfit?
No, I'm sure they're not.
Just taking a photo of yourself.
Probably on their way out, aren't they?
Going,
to a party.
So everyone's going to love this.
Yeah.
Better take a
Tweet
selfie.
It. If I looked fancy like that, I'd probably take more selfies.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I don't understand it. And I don't understand why everyone loves it so much or everyone wants to see it so much.
Mm, no one wants to see it.
You're just looking at a picture of someone you're never going to meet. They don't do anything other than take photos and go to...
Yeah, but you idolise them.
Party. But they don't do anything.
Yeah, but...
Why do you idolise them?
It doesn't matter. They look good. They look good. That's enough. That's enough.
We look good.
That's enough for most... Not most people. That's enough for some people.
But I don't... What? I mean...
Now, why do you like them? Oh, it's just beautiful. Like, oh.
Yeah, but they've got nothing to do with you or anyone you know.
Doesn't matter. They're beautiful.
You're never going to meet them. They're not going to be friends
with
you.
Doesn't matter. Just follow everything they do. Oh, they've gone to Starbucks. Oh, I'm just just grabbing a coffee.
I go to Starbucks too, yeah.
10,000 likes.
Yeah.
I'm just like you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, even people that are beautiful go to Starbucks. Mm. I'll go to Starbucks. Yeah. I might go to Starbucks right now.
Yeah. I've been already 5 times today, but you've been using that full lips all over your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Full lips, yeah.
Yeah.
Screwdrivers.
Mm. I just don't I don't think I'll ever understand it. And I think as I get older, I just want to
move... Too late, you already are old.
...further and further away from it.
Mm.
I even now, because I've moved house now.
Yeah.
And...
Fancy.
I've moved gym as well. So my gym is about a 20-minute walk from my house.
Yeah.
And when I first moved, I walked down this main road the whole way.
Yeah.
And it was noisy, loads of people around, and it was annoying me. So I was getting to the gym, and I was in a bad mood.
Everything annoys you.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it'd be a nice sunny day in the morning, got up early,
yeah,
walked to the gym.
Yeah.
Just wanted a nice, fresh walk,
yeah,
you know, fresh air.
Crisp.
Quiet, you know, nice.
Yeah.
And I was getting to the gym, and I was just annoyed with everyone. Because there'd been people around, you know, pain in the ass.
Right.
So now I kept trying to find different routes. And now I found really nice route, which kind of cuts through, but it cuts through these really quiet, scenic roads and really nice wide roads, loads of trees, no cars, no people.
Mm-hmm.
So I now get a sort of 15, 20 minute walk of pure peace and quiet. And I love it. I actually look forward to walking down that road,
yeah,
which in a way is sad, but in another way,
I can appreciate that.
I think I like it because there's no people there. I don't have to see.
You hate people.
I do, yeah, and it's getting worse. And I'm a little slightly concerned about it because it is definitely getting worse.
Mm.
The more people I see, and the more of people I see,
yeah,
the more I just despise everyone.
Is it that more irritating people are around or that you are less tolerant?
Probably a bit both.
Mm.
Because
internet doesn't help though, as you said before.
It doesn't.
It exposes you to far more than really we ought to be exposed to.
Yeah.
Like we know more about things which annoy us than we would have done if we didn't have the internet.
Plus, all those people are exposed to each other. So it makes it seem okay to them.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're like, they're like that as well. So yeah, it's
must
fine.
Be okay.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not cool. Yeah.
Full lips.
Yeah, exactly.
Classic example.
It's not good in any way. In no way enhances the world.
Yeah.
At all.
If you don't know what full lips is, you obviously haven't listened to the latest show. So go and listen to that. Because then you'll know.
And never speak of it again.
Yeah.
But I just think, just do something that makes yours or someone else's life just a little bit better. So do something good.
Such as what?
I don't know.
I mean, give us an example of something you've done recently that maybe models that for us. Just so we know the type of thing we should be doing.
Well, I nearly killed a squirrel the other day.
Okay.
That was in pain.
Mm-hmm.
But it was already dead, so I didn't need to.
Brilliant.
But I was walking along the road.
So you didn't do anything?
Well, no, I was going to though.
Well, that doesn't count.
Okay.
We can all say we were going to do stuff. So what happened about the squirrel?
Well, I was walking down this road, with the quiet road,
right,
and the squirrel had obviously been hit by a car.
Right.
And it was on the side,
yeah,
it was on the pavement,
yeah,
and it looked fresh.
Right.
So it obviously just happened.
Or it was wearing like a jaunty hat and some
new
shoes.
Like a nice gold chain, diamond encrusted watch, new shoes, yeah, sneakers.
Yeah.
And
was it taking a selfie of itself?
It was. No, it wasn't.
Hashtag roadkill.
Yeah, hashtag minutes to live. And... yeah, and I thought, oh no, because I thought, well, if it's in pain, I'd already made my mind up as I saw it.
Yeah.
If it's in pain, wring its neck.
And shut up.
I thought, well, because I'd been watching The Island, and I thought, yeah, I've got to do
you
it.
You thought you were Bear Grylls.
Well, no, I thought, if it's in pain,
You wouldn't wring its neck because it could bite you and give you rabies.
Well, no, it's not going to bite. It wasn't moving.
Oh.
But it was, I thought, it's not.
So you were going to wring the neck of a dead squirrel.
But I thought, you know.
It's so funny. What are you doing? I'm trying to kill it. That's been there for days.
It's got no back end. It's been eaten by vultures.
He's trying to wring its neck.
But no, I thought, if it is in pain, put an end to it.
Okay.
So I went over to it,
looked
at it, it wasn't moving. Eyes were open, wasn't moving. So I just sort of kicked it a little
petrified.
Well, no, I just...
You kicked it?
Not kicked it, just...
Kicked near it.
Pushed it with my toe, and it didn't move.
Right.
So I thought, it's already dead. So carried on my way. But if it was, I would have done something good.
Don't wring its neck, just stamp on its head or something.
Well, whatever. I didn't think that far ahead. I just thought... Do whatever's necessary.
How would you wring such a tiny neck?
Well, you just grab it, don't you? Twist and pull. That's what they do.
Like a chicken.
Yeah, just don't pull the head off. That's always the worry, isn't it? If you pull and twist too hard.
I've never had to worry about that, I'll be honest.
Well, neither have I, but I thought, well...
How many chickens necks have you wrung?
None.
So you're quite inexperienced.
Yeah, very inexperienced.
So why did you take it upon yourself to be the sort of vigilante squirrel neck wringer?
Well, because I'd seen it on a program a few days before.
Right.
It wasn't the island, it was
monkey
something...
Monkey see,
that
monkey
10,000 BC thing.
Yeah.
They did it on a rabbit.
Yeah.
I thought, squirrel and rabbit, pretty similar size.
I suppose so, yeah.
Probably work the same...
I would have thought a rabbit's neck is probably a bit tougher.
Yeah, well, on that, he sort of put his foot on the head and then pulled it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But killed it instantly. And he said that's the way to do it.
Mm.
So I thought, I thought a squirrel would probably be easier, so just hands, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Twist.
Yeah.
Twist and pull.
Yeah.
Like you're pulling a cork out of a bottle, champagne.
Well, you'd use a corkscrew. Why did you have a corkscrew?
No, I just got a knife, like pocket knife.
Right.
I usually carry a blade when I'm walking around the street. I live in a dodgy part of town, you know, in case I need to protect myself or murder a squirrel.
What was the point of that story again?
You were asking if I'd done anything good for humanity.
That's it. So, no.
Yeah. No, but I give money to charity.
Okay.
Yeah. Do this show. That's good for people. That might be to detriment to society, actually.
No, it's good. It brings laughter.
Yeah, exactly.
And joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ever after.
Yeah. You bring laughter and joy.
I like to think I do. Mm. To all who I meet.
Who or whom?
To all whom I meet. No, who.
That's right, isn't it? Who?
To all I meet. Budgerigard.
Wow. He's good.
Keep smacking the mic.
Yes, constantly.
Watch me smack the mic. You're still supping coffee. It's too late to be supping.
Way too late to be supping.
Way too late.
I had a weird night the other night where I woke up way before my alarm. Must have been about half five, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And do you ever have where you wake up, it's early or late, or middle of the night, whatever, but as soon as you open your eyes, you're bolt wide awake. Just
rarely.
Because usually when you wake up in the morning, you're kind of a bit sleepy, a bit groggy, kind of... Oh.
When I've done that, I think it's when I've just had an exceptionally good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I haven't had an alarm, so it's been like a weekend.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this must be what it's like to just sleep properly.
Mm.
That's the only times that's happened.
But I think I'd had quite a restless night.
Right.
And then I woke up early, but I was...
Did you
My
wake up?
My brain was just instantly active.
At 3 a.m. with a blood-curdling scream?
No.
Like you did before?
No. No, I've never had a blood-curdling scream.
Yeah, blood-curdling screams coming from your own mouth at 3 a.m.
No.
Every night at 3 a.m.
No.
You said it's always at 3 a.m.
No.
You did. I'm sure you said you woke up at 3 a.m. every... No.
It's between like 5 and 6.
Oh, wait a second. I'm thinking of something else.
Wake up blood-curdling.
No. It wasn't that. It was your... It was the sleep tracker thing.
Yeah, that was...
3 a.m.
It wasn't 3 a.m.
Okay, whenever.
Yeah, but it was every night, yeah.
Right.
Because I was getting abducted by...
Aliens. Yeah. Mm. By the ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost in the mirror.
Yeah, you're mine now. Yeah.
Well, that would be amazing because you used to wind me up. When I used to live at the flat about the mirror that was outside the room that we used as the studio back then.
Yeah.
And... Joe used to always tell me that a ghost would come out of that mirror and gets me in my every night in my sleep. It comes out and like looks over me, haunts me.
Yeah.
But I like to think that in a ironic twist, it followed you.
Yeah.
And you're paying the price for all of those horrible things you said
maybe,
to me.
Yeah, maybe, That would be true if ghosts actually existed, but they don't.
Well, maybe they do. Maybe that's why you keep waking up.
Yeah,
maybe that's why you woke up bolt upright at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Just went back to sleep.
So well, you tried weren't to. Fully awake then?
Well, I was awake, but then I think I went in and out.
Right.
But I was more awake than not.
Right.
I wasn't bolt upright, just...
So you
awake.
Were bolt upright, screaming
while the spirit left my mouth, right? And I could see it floating up.
Yeah.
And a big light. And then I felt like I was hovering. I could see my own body on the bed.
Yeah.
Mm. And there was a boy stood next to me.
Yeah. Mm. You were checking out your own body on the bed. That's what my takeaway is.
Flexing as I floated up.
Bolt upright, screaming. <Yeah. laughs> Screaming, checking out your own body in the mirror while you were reclining. Imagine that image.
What is wrong with you? Seriously, what is wrong with you?
Just imagine looking in the mirror, just screaming like deathly fear and going, decent.
That'd be terrifying, wouldn't it? If I was screaming or the body was screaming?
No, you're screaming and as checking yourself out.
So what's the body on the floor?
No, it's your body.
Yeah, what's my body doing?
Just laying there.
Not screaming. So I think it'd be worse if you were floating up.
Yeah, the body was
and the
screaming.
Body was going...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But checking yourself out at the same time.
Oh, that's all right. Never seen myself from this angle before.
Oh, some people say that out-of-body experiences are real, though, don't they? Like, they have them. They reckon they actually have them.
But people say a lot of things are real, don't they?
That's true. That is very true.
I guess
true.
You never know. You know, there could be something, some sort of out-of-body thing that happens.
Imagine there was like a massive, like, alien face outside the window.
Let it in.
Do you remember when we used to do the show at the flat again?
Yeah.
And we're in that back room.
It was petrifying, yeah.
I can't remember. I think we started out when we were recording in the flat. We didn't always have that dedicated spare room, did we?
No.
We started out in this utility room.
Yeah, which was...
Behind the garage.
It's like a back... Imagine a garage in your house.
Yeah.
Imagine there was a back door at the back wall of the garage.
Weird.
Like a secret door.
Yeah.
That led through to a cold, empty stone room.
Very cold, yeah. Very cold.
Yeah, imagine that in the dead of night.
And there was a washing machine in there.
Mm. It was always cold, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah, and we had a table and a single microphone between us, which we shared.
Yeah.
It was one of these, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Because we could only afford one, couldn't we?
Basically, yeah. And we used the light of the garage would be off.
Yeah.
And we'd just be huddled in this small room.
Yeah, with one exit.
And we used to scare each other by saying, imagine if like something came through that door, or just stood outside the door, rapping on the door.
Yeah.
We'd be screwed. Like,
what would we do?
There's no other way out. We used to scare each other so much that I actually sometimes felt a bit nervous.
Yeah. Did you ever go in
that room? Which is completely irrational.
Did you ever go in that room?
Yeah, I'm sure we did,
To do washing and stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
But you'd always have one eye on the door.
But do you ever do that? Do you ever like scare yourself?
Yeah.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
I do it sometimes as well. And to the point where like I do stupid things. Like I'll turn the light off downstairs and I'll just try and get upstairs like a bit.
Yeah.
I'll find that I'm going upstairs a bit quicker
you
than
think
normal.
Something's chasing you. Yeah.
But I just made all that up in my own head.
Yeah. Do you remember when I did scare you? I think I'd left to go or something and I saw that you were back in the studio room.
Yeah.
And I stood, I went to the window and banged on the window and you jumped out your skin.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. What a bastard.
That was good. That was funny.
I think I was more jittery back then than I am now. Yeah. I don't think it would work quite so well on me now.
No. Well, now you're, you know, tough guy.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah. You've got the muscles to back up the attitude.
Mm.
So no need to be...
I've got the pudding for the push.
Yeah. You got pudding.
Is that what that means?
To do the pushing.
Yeah. I don't think that means what I think it means.
No, I don't think it does either. Probably not. Almost certainly not, actually.
All that's in the past now.
Yeah. Now you're big boy Ben.
Shed a single tear. In memoriam of happier times.
I've started doing MMA now. Mixed martial arts.
I feel like you've started doing quite a lot of different things over the last couple of seasons.
Well, I've been doing it for about a couple of months now.
Boot camp.
Yep.
Kickboxing.
Yeah, still doing that. Well, Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
Yeah.
And now MMA.
Yeah, doing the MMA as well.
So you're trying to be well prepared for...
Just any
some
danger.
Kind of street fight.
Any sort of danger that occurs, I want to be ready for
it. So if you happened to be walking to some kind of West Side Story-esque scenario where...
Someone starts...
It's a throwdown.
Jiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could...
I'm ready for
bust
it.
Bust a few moves.
Yeah.
Okay. Can happen.
Yeah. But it's good. It's fun. But...
You'll get bored of it soon, I'm sure.
Well, maybe. But there's a lot of... close contact with other men.
Okay. Is that the only reason you're interested?
That's the main reason I sort of signed up.
Yeah.
You know, I said, how much close contact will there be? And he said, a lot, don't you worry. There'll be more than you can handle. I said, that's exactly what I'm looking for. But it's kind of, it's the beginner's class, so there's only a sort of handful of people there.
Do you wear spandex?
No.
Can you?
You can if you want. Okay. I choose not to. In fact, everyone there chooses not to.
Right.
That's not an issue, really.
Okay.
But the main guy who does it, he's about 6'2", quite beefy.
Yeah.
Obviously knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, and he has to give demonstrations to the class.
Right.
So every now and then, you'll be the one he does the demonstration on.
So everyone's hoping that he doesn't pick you, them.
Well, yeah, kind of. He doesn't hurt you or anything, but...
Shows you who's boss.
He imposes his will quite easily upon you.
Yeah.
And...
Do you feel like he's the man of the arrangement?
The relationship, yeah. But it's one of those things, but, you know, being a human man of a certain age...
Allegedly.
You kind of, you know, you get to the point where you have a bit of sort of, you know, you like to think that...
Je ne sais quoi.
You know, as a man, you can kind of...
Handle
your business, you know. Yeah. Nobody really physically overpowers you ever, you know, during your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
You know, it's... It's not one of those, you know, you might have an argument with somebody, but...
You don't have to prove it, but you tend to think you could handle yourself should the need arise.
Yeah. And, you know, you very rarely get into a physical altercation with anyone, you know.
It's like I always grew up thinking that if I needed to, I could probably pull off some kind of flying roundhouse.
Yeah, crane kick.
Like, if I had to, I could jump pretty high. I could always jump pretty high. I used to, for some reason, kind of jump in over fence. Like, I could probably jump over that fence.
Just jumping.
Like, why'd you need to?
Yeah.
I think I probably could.
Yeah.
I'd go and jump over it. Mm. So I knew I could jump.
Yeah.
And kicking is just like, you do that when you're up there, just kick.
Yeah.
So I always thought, if there's ever any problems, if one of my family or friends were attacked, I could just run, and that's the first thing that would come into my head. Rather than run up and like grab them and throw them off or punch or whatever, I think I'd jump into the air and kick, because I thought that would be the most powerful thing. Jumping, flying kick to the face.
Kick them through a window, I'd imagine.
Yeah, or kick them through a bin,
brick wall.
Over a car, anything really.
Anything, yeah.
Off a horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So, and I always thought, although I never had an opportunity to try it, I always knew deep down inside that if I needed to do a flying roundhouse kick to the face, probably could.
You should come down to the...
I don't need to.
Come down to
that's the beauty
the club
of it, in a way.
And,
I don't,
you know,
I shouldn't, you know. In a way, I'd rather not have to prove
they
it.
Could show you maybe, you know, a defence, or they could show us a defence or two against your flying kick.
I think I'd be putting myself at a disadvantage by giving away that.
Well.
Because once I do it, people are going to know what's coming.
Well, imagine you could do different types.
I'd probably rather keep it up my sleeve.
You know, spinning attacks. Flying forward attack.
I think it's a weapon I keep in my arsenal, really, for when I might need it.
It's a one-time thing.
It's basically,
yeah. You know, if you really need to put someone down,
yeah,
instantly.
And I do mean instantly. Yeah. I mean, I would have to rein in my power,
yeah,
because I don't want to kill just someone. 50%. That gets complicated.
50%.
That also was another concern. I thought, what if I go too hard?
Never leave a body.
What if I accidentally kill someone?
Yeah, you know, you just want to teach them a lesson.
That's the main reason I didn't do it.
Not put them in a body bag.
Yeah,
yeah.
To be honest, because you think, well. Mm. Yeah, get me out of a fix, obviously. Put them down immediately, sure.
Yeah.
Situation resolved, I'm in charge, yeah. Yes. But what if they die?
Yeah, then what?
Well, it gets awkward, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Then you need to get rid of a body, you know, silence witnesses, you know. That kick's going to be coming out.
Well, it's going to take me another, like, 45 seconds to a minute to recharge, that jump. Yeah. So I can't just, if I came upon, like, four people, I can't be, like, jump kicking them all in a row.
But surely you could take them out all at once, can you? Just one spin fly.
Probably flying. 2 to 3.
Because you'd be in the centre, they'd be all four sort of crowded around you. You'd be looking around at each of them, waiting for them to attack.
Yeah.
As they all did, just jump, spin, all knocked down, potentially dead.
Yeah, probably that.
Mm. Either way, back to reality. Yeah, sometimes he'll get me to do the, you know, to show the demonstration. And I've never felt so pathetically helpless as when he pops these moves on you.
Yeah.
You know, he'll tell you what he's going to do. And he's explaining, yeah, you know, if they do this, you just kind of grab there, move your feet, and then he'll go, and then you go like this, and he'll just sort of, 1 minute you stood up,
yeah,
you know, he's got your arm or whatever, just stood there normally, then he just sort of flicks his body a little bit, or his leg, and you flipped 360 in the air on your back, he's on top of you with his knee on your chest or your throat or something,
right,
and or he's got you in a move where he's breaking your arm or whatever, and you just think, what, I could die easily.
Yeah,
I could be dead. If he wanted to,
if he went mental
one day or something,
yeah,
he could just walk up to me on the street and kill me in about 2 seconds.
Just get your head and go,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Within less than 10 seconds, I'd be dead.
Mm-hmm.
He could probably kill me and everyone I'm with within a few seconds.
Yeah.
And it just kind of makes you think, how have I got this far without someone
killing you,
murdering me?
I've been asking myself that since I met you.
But it just kind of, it makes you just realize how frail you are against somebody who knows that much stuff, how easily they can just, another human man, just lift you up and throw you
around. But he's dedicated his life to
that. Of course, yeah.
So I mean, those people are probably quite rare.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, and when he does the start, you just think, there's no way I could get out of this.
So has this encouraged you to want to do it more?
Yeah, definitely.
But why?
So that I could defend against that.
But
do it to someone else.
You're not genuinely concerned that could happen, though, are you?
Well, no, but you never know what situation you might end up in.
Yeah.
You know, someone starts talking trash for some reason, you know.
Yeah.
You're at like a kid's sports day or something. One of the other dads is there, you know. Your kid sucks, my kid's faster than yours.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to go over there, put him in a chokehold, you know, make him cry in front of his own son. That's what I'm looking forward to doing.
So going back to your point about making the world a better place. Yeah. And
teaching lessons.
Yeah. Making fathers cry in front of their children on sports day.
We'd live on sports day, wouldn't it?
Sounds about right.
It's become a bit too PC these days.
Mm.
Everyone gets a medal.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, little Jimmy. Not everyone gets a medal.
No. There are no losers.
Mm.
There are. Believe me.
Yeah. Just look at your father.
I was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I was pretty good at triple jump. Why do you think that is? Nobody likes triple jump. Well, that's one childhood sense of achievement smashed.
Did you have a little medal or a little rosette or something?
Oh, I only came like third or something. Wasn't even that good at it. I wasn't even that good at something nobody wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, I've said before, we only did, at my sports day at school, we did the field events in the morning and the track events in the afternoon.
Mm.
So if you did a field event and a track event, you got the whole day off to do sports day.
Yeah.
Whereas if not, you'd have to be in class the other rest of the time.
That's ridiculous.
So
why can't you watch the events? Surely they let you watch the
people watch the track, but the morning nobody watched the field event.
That's a bit of a chip.
So I'd always just go, yep, I'll do anything. Shot put, yeah. High jump, yeah. Which you can imagine I'd be amazing at.
Yeah.
Long jump, javelin, anything.
Shot put, you'd probably be good. Javelin, you'd be good.
No.
Why?
No.
Why not?
I couldn't do any of
pretty
that.
Pretty strong.
No, this was like, not now.
Hmm.
Stronger now than I was when I was 11 or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I did all sorts.
I'm weaker now.
Long jump, I did triple jump, I think, once.
Really?
Yeah. Absolute crap at it.
Yeah.
But it meant I just got to sit on the field in the sun for the morning.
That's what it's all about,
instead
really.
Of sitting here. I didn't care if I lost or whatever.
I guess. But I saw a photo of my niece doing sports day the other day, and that really was sobering to look at.
Really? Why?
Because it made me realise how much older I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm like 27 years older than her.
Yeah. Sick, isn't it? But I've got a video. Well, it's DVD.
Yeah.
That my mum gave me on my 30th birthday, which was a DVD of all like our home videos and stuff.
Yeah.
From when I was a kid that we had on video. She converted them, got them converted to DVD. And there's one of my sports days on there. And I was in running race.
Please, can I see it?
Yeah, if you want.
I really want to see it. Put it online.
Put it on a, yeah.
You won't.
Maybe. If I can find it. But yeah,
too busy wringing squirrels' necks.
But I was really fast when I was a kid. I was like the fastest in my school.
I think
miles.
You said before how you thought you were fast. Yeah.
Well, you'll see on the video. There's video evidence.
I always knew I was fast.
Even the woman, I think it was my mum's friend, who was videoing it.
Yeah.
When I was running,
yeah.
She was like, oh, he's fast, isn't he? Yeah. It's like lightning.
Yeah.
Because you could see me just...
You are fast, because when we used to play football,
mm.
I could tell you had some speed then.
Mm. Even when I was old.
Oh, weren't that old.
But back then I was...
Late 20s.
Uninhibited.
Very late 20s.
Yeah, very late.
Yeah.
Possibly early 30s.
No.
No, late 20s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mid to late.
Sick, isn't it? That's the last time I played football.
Yeah.
Absolutely sick.
When was the last time you played football? In your 20s?
What the hell? Well, that's it. I'm playing football next opportunity.
Actually, I played football a couple of weeks ago.
Do you know, I don't play football because I'm worried about getting injured. That's why I don't play. That's an old man thing to say.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because this finger is permanently injured. Because I was in goal and someone smashed the ball with full power at me. Yeah. You might even have been there if you were.
No, I don't know.
From like 2 feet away.
I was, yeah.
And it bent my finger to the side. Mm. And my doctor said, pretty much stuffed.
Well, just don't go in goal.
It's going to be like that from now up forever. Thanks.
Well, just don't go in. Is that why you've got a plaster on it?
No, it's the other thing.
Yeah. We just don't go in goal.
Yeah, I know, but it's irritating, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Just put a glove on or something. Like,
what do you mean put a glove on?
Splint glove.
I had a glove.
No, now.
What do you mean now? What, all the time?
Just get like 2 lolly sticks and tape it on.
I don't think you appreciate the point I'm making, do you?
Yeah, you're scared. You're petrified.
No,
of going
I'm just
back
saying
on
it's
pitch.
Not worth it.
Well, it's just, yeah, but that's a random thing, isn't it? Like, I've played footy a few times now.
Depends who you play with.
With work. Well, yeah. Don't
some
take
people
it too
take
far.
It a little bit too serious.
Some people do, but those people you don't invite again.
Well.
Because it's pointless getting injured. When you're a kid, yeah, you know, do whatever. But nowadays, get injured, you know, you're off work, can't do stuff.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you. Yeah,
just a
exactly.
fun little kick around.
Exactly my point.
Yeah, but if you just have a fun kick around,
yeah, but
it's not going
to
happen, is
I
it?
Agree. I'd love to do that. Maybe I can come and play football with your lot.
Yeah, you could do.
Because our lot just gets out of hand.
Yeah, you can do.
Truth be told.
If you want.
Do you know, I was cycling through, close on this, I guess. I was cycling through the park the other day
and
saw the people playing football, like bright sunshine. Yeah. I just thought, that just looks so fun.
Yeah. Having a walk.
But who would you play football with, Nat? Like, who would you go around the park just kick a ball around with?
But I say you can't just sort of, on a Saturday afternoon, just ring a few mates up and go, you can play footy down the park.
Well, you can actually.
Well, you can, but most people go, oh, sorry, I'm busy.
I'm just
going to
do it.
Looking after the kids, or I'm going to a baby's tea party.
Looking after the kids. Yeah.
Got to head down to the garden centre, buy some trellis.
I have forgotten.
That's
that,
our life now.
Yeah.
Not let's go down the park for a kick around.
Let's take it back, Joe, come on.
Okay.
I'll invite you down the park for a kick around.
All right. Which park?
This has been Miserable Old Men Cast.
To the tapas.
Watch, watch, watch.
But that's basically what, you know, an aftertaste is, isn't it? It's just us rambling on about stuff we like, stuff we hate.
It doesn't always have to be that way, but it is today.
Well,
I'm so hungry, and I've just eaten a big meal.
I'm quite hungry, actually. Well, that was about 2 hours ago.
No, but I've already eaten a fair amount today.
Have you? Mm. It's all those games. It's got to go somewhere, hasn't it?
Squawkers.
Game City.
I don't really know what to say in this outro.
Say nothing. It's just sitting silent. Sit in complete silence until the music goes down or up, whatever it does. It goes up, doesn't it? Yeah. And then that's it. Done. Tapas. Aftertaste. Whatever we call it.
Thanks everyone for subscribing, staying subscribed. I know we haven't put out much content, but hopefully this helps.
Wow. Great outro.
Worst outro ever.